Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway. I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no,
please don't wake me now. 2, 3. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. This is episode 8, What Your Funk is Trying to Tell You. And this is sort of piggybacking on last week's episode. And what I realized in listening back to last week's podcast is that it's great to, you know, be able to know how to get out of a funk when you're in a funk, but sometimes we need to be in that funk. Sometimes that is trying to tell us something, okay? It's a signal that something's wrong, something's off in life, and we need to do some things to figure out what that something is. So in this episode, we're going to take a step back and take some time to figure out how to, while we're in that funk, sort of turn on a flashlight and see what all is going on here. And I was listening to the news this past week, and Sarah Silverman had a sort of unexpected brush with almost death. Her epiglottis inflamed, and she couldn't breathe, and she had to have emergency surgery, and she was very lucky to have made it. And one thing that she was talking about was she just felt grateful that she was spared and was able to, you know, continue living. But she was talking about her mother. Her mother had passed away last August, so it's been almost a year. But she was saying that she realized that sometimes in life you are just existing. And when she said that, I thought, wow, you know, that's what people who are really experiencing intense grief, you know, a parent passing, a child passing, a spouse passing, you know, that basically sums it up for what life ends up becoming for some people that are going through that, is that for a while, when you're going through that grief process, you are just existing. You're just trying to make it through each day initially, you know, and eventually time heals everything, and eventually you do start coming out of that. But not just with grief, but other things too, you know, can come up in life, and we tip over the edge into that depressed state, and we feel like, again, like we are simply existing. And so for some of us, it may be that extreme. For some of us, it may not be that extreme. It may just be, you know, we just feel like we're in a funk. You know, things aren't, life has sort of lost its luster. You know, things just aren't as meaningful as you know that they could be. And what I want everyone who's listening to realize right now is that, A, that is completely normal to experience that from time to time. And B, it's there. It's a signal to tell us something, to look a little bit further, to investigate a little bit more. I'm going to include a free downloadable exercise under this podcast. So if you are listening to this podcast and you're doing other things like I like to do while I'm listening to podcasts, maybe you are nursing a baby, or you are cleaning out your cabinets, or you know, cleaning toilets, whatever, driving down the road, however you like to listen to your podcast, just know that I will include a downloadable PDF below this podcast, or if you need to go to the website later and check it out, choosespiritnow.com, you can. And so you don't have to take notes if you're a note taker like I am. So when we're talking about the ego, one thing that is difficult for us to do when we are sort of entrenched in that ego mindset, okay, we're entrenched in the thoughts, we're entrenched in believing that we are our thoughts. So when we find ourselves in these funks, we really get really entrapped by them because we don't realize that what's making the funk, what's creating the funk and keeping us in it is not part of us, but we get entrenched in the thought about what is happening and the thoughts about ourselves. And we believe that that is who we really are. And so it's sort of this vicious cycle and it keeps us stuck there. So the first step in being able to investigate is to be able to say, okay, I'm in this funk. And first of all, that's okay. So being okay with the fact that life isn't perfect right now, and maybe actually it actually kind of sucks right now, and that is okay. Once we are okay with it, then we can go to step two, which is clearly seeing what's happening here. Through clear seeing, we are able to label our funk, look at our funk without heightened emotions and without judgment toward ourselves about it. Now, this sounds pretty easy, but this is actually a pretty big deal because when we can be immersed in this funk, in this situation that feels depressing, and we can be in it without the heightened emotion for just a moment, okay, it doesn't have to be forever, and without the judgment for ourselves about it, that is when we really turn on that flashlight and start shining the light of what's going on here, okay? So I'll always liken the ego to a cloud, and like clouds in the sky, clouds come and go. So sometimes we are really immersed in that ego, and then other times we're not so much, you know, where we really are in the present, feeling that connection with spirit, with oneness, with God. And then other times that cloud comes and bam, we are in the thick of it. And sometimes those clouds are black as night. And sometimes they're just little wispy clouds where we're just sort of, you know, in the ego just a little bit. But once we start to turn on that flashlight and shine the light within that dark cloud, it makes the most amazing difference. Because now you realize that that cloud isn't a part of you. Okay, this funk, this depression, whatever it is, this feeling like life is meaningless is not a part of you. It's just something that you happen to be experiencing now. Once you really get this, then you can move to step three, which is then allowing those emotions back in. Okay, so in step two, we're sort of putting a pause on the emotions, the heightened emotions, okay? We're saying, okay, hold up right now. Let me just see what's going on. And then step three, once you realize that this isn't a part of you, it's just something you're experiencing, then we move into step three, which is allowing yourself to experience the emotions again, okay? Now, for some of you, this may sound counterintuitive. Well, I thought, we're trying to get out of this. I thought we were trying to feel better. Yes, we are. But in order to feel better, we have to allow ourselves to really experience this emotion. And then when we change our relationship to it while we are actually experiencing it, then we can actually release the emotion. And when I say change our relationship to it, what I mean is, we recognize that the emotions are not who we are. The emotions do not define us. And two, the emotions are not going to last forever. Last week when I was talking about experiencing that grief with the passing of my big white boxer, Sasha, you know, I spent 2 weeks walking around and just crying, you know, looking at her dog bed, you know, sitting on the couch that she liked to lay on. And I recognized what was happening, but I knew it wasn't going to last forever. And I wanted to honor Sasha with being as present in my grief as possible. And knowing that this grief did not define me, and knowing that it wouldn't last forever, enabled me to really sink down and experience it fully so that I could release it for good. As I mentioned last week, Sasha passed away 5 days after the birth of my baby girl, Mia. And Mia was a cesarean birth. So when Sasha passed, I was at home and I was still on pain medication from the cesarean section. So when Sasha died on a Tuesday, Wednesday, I decided to stop taking my pain medication. Now, I probably quit a few days before I should have, but I did it because I did not want this grieving process for me numbed out in any way. I wanted to experience it fully because I knew that that was the only way for me to really get through it for good. And sometimes we think, okay, well, you know, if we get through the grieving process and we stop, it means that we are getting over this person or getting over their death. And that's simply not true. What we don't realize until later, as time moves on, is that when we really allow ourselves to sink in and experience the grief fully, we are opening up this connection with that person, with that pet, with, you know, whomever passed, more fully once we move past the grief. So I look at that grieving process as a time for us that are still here to feel a little bit of a distance there, to get used to not having their physical body with us or around, or, you know, being able to pick up the phone and call somebody or hug somebody or whatever. And we sort of need that, okay? It's sort of a detachment phase. And when you think about on a spiritual level, the person that has passed or the animal that has passed, they need that distance too, okay? They need to recognize, okay, I'm out of this body. You know, I'm not in the world anymore. And they're experiencing something, this transition as well. So then for us who are still here, when we really move through that grieving process, then when we come out on the other side, all of a sudden, we realize that we still have that connection with this person that has passed, with this animal that has passed. We just don't have a physical connection, okay? They're not in a body anymore. But their spirit is still just as alive and well as it was when they were in the body. So now we have this amazing connection, and we start to be able to connect and to communicate, you know, without having to pick up the phone, without a body. And to be honest with you, it's almost easier once people have passed to communicate with them. Because when they're in a body, you know, when you think, oh, I'm going to call my mom, well, you think, okay, I'm going to pick up the phone and call her. But when, if mom isn't here in a body anymore, now all we have to do is think about her. And she's right there. And we can talk to her through our mind, you know, anytime we want. So I really believe that when we can allow ourselves, the step three, allow ourselves to experience whatever we're experiencing fully, okay, then we open ourselves up to a connection that we may not have realized if we hadn't let go or moved through the grief or released it fully, okay? It's sort of like the grief is part of the ego, part of that ego cloud. And so if we don't allow ourselves to experience it fully, it doesn't move away. And it blocks us from communicating. It blocks us from feeling that connection with others. And if your funk is not about grief, if it's not due to someone passing, if it's just a funk, you know, just something happened, you know, maybe it was something else. You lost your job, you got divorced, or just life just turned blah all of a sudden for, you know, it's the same thing. You have to allow yourself to experience the depression, to experience the sadness, to experience this feeling like life lost its luster. And when you are experiencing it with the knowledge that it is not you, it does not define you, and it is not going to last forever, then you experience it, whether you realize it or not, in a different way. And it's in a way where you are actually releasing that emotion as you are experiencing it. And this is that black cloud, that ego cloud being lifted from us. This brings us to step four, which is being able to ask ourselves, what is this funk telling me? You know, what is this? What needs to change in life? What is going wrong that needs to change? And this could be anything. And I'm telling you, when you start to release those emotions and that ego cloud starts to move away, you realize, A, your connection with everything, with God, with every one of your loved ones, with every one of your animals, with everything in creation. And not only that, but you are tapping into unlimited guidance. So this is a perfect time to ask yourself these questions, because when you ask, you can ask in a way where you're asking your higher self, you will get answers. And what I think is interesting is that this step three and step four can sort of oscillate back and forth. So you can be allowing yourself to experience, whatever emotions, these heightened emotions that you're having with this funk. And you might get glimpses as you're experiencing these things of what needs to happen next. And when this starts to happen for you, I want you to write this down. I want you to write down these insights that you are getting as you are moving out of the funk, okay? As you're allowing yourself, step three, to experience the emotions and release the emotions, begin writing down step four of what your funk is telling you, you know, what you're getting insights and glimpses into as you're moving through this process. So this now brings us to step five, which is the most amazing, miraculous aspect of this whole process. And this is the step which will make you almost wish that you are going to get into your next funk as soon as possible. Because step five is recognizing that when you start going through step three and allowing yourself to experience this emotion and these heightened feelings, and you then begin seeing what you need to do next, what this is calling you to do. Step five is recognizing that this call is nothing short of God Himself. And I'm sorry if you hear some slurping in the background. That's my little dog, Sochi, deciding to drink a ton of water all of a sudden during my podcast. But yes, this is nothing short of the call from God, okay? Guiding you in a certain direction, okay? Through your higher self, through your inner guidance, through this intuition, through these intuitive thoughts and feelings that you are now getting because you're moving through this process. This is really the most important step to get, because this gives weight and meaning to these glimpses and insights and intuitions that we're getting. Because a lot of times the ego can get back involved and capture us, entrap us back in its cloud and say, oh, no, 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 no. No, remember, you're just depressed. You can't do that. You know, what you're, you know, thinking that you're going to be able to do next, you can't do that because you're depressed, because you're sad, because you're not good enough, because you're this or you're that, okay? Or you're too scared. You're not going to do that because, you know, you need to stay in this job because, you know, this is what you know, society has told you is right for you, or this is what your family has told you is perfect for you. Okay. That's the ego. We have to recognize the weight of this insight and this intuition, because when we really do recognize that it is God calling us, that it is our higher self, our spirit, which is always connected with God, moving us in a different direction, that is when we say, okay, I need to pay attention to this. I need to listen to this. And not only that, I need to trust myself and trust in God and trust in this intuition and this guidance to know that this is my next step. This is the way I need to move forward. And this perfectly leads us to step six, which is taking action. Okay, which is saying, okay, now I know where I need to go with this, you know, what I need to do after this. And it can be as simple as, you know, hey, if I'm being guided to call an old friend that I hadn't talked to in 20 years, okay, or it can be as complex as I need to change jobs. Okay. So now the action is as simple as, hey, picking up the phone and calling a friend, right? Or Facebook messaging them these days. Or as complex as, okay, I want to move out of this job. Now I need to sit down and take steps to realize, or to, you know, allow myself to move out of that job. Okay. Okay. First of all, I need to figure out what I'm going to do next, and then try to set that up, you know, and then eventually move out of this old job, you know, whatever these steps are. That is step six, is writing down the steps that you need to take to make this happen, to take action now. Okay. So in closing, I want you to take action now, whether you are in a funk or not, okay? If you're not in a funk, but you've been in one in the past, I want you to still go through the steps in this downloadable PDF that I'm going to give you, and see, you know, because sometimes we can look back and say, you know what? I remember being in that funk, you know, 5 years ago, and I remember what it was telling me, but I didn't listen to that intuition. And now I'm not in that funk anymore, but I still know that I didn't listen 5 years ago, and I would still like to go that route. Okay. So go ahead and take these steps, you know, go through this PDF, take these steps with yourself, and whether you're in a funk now or you're in one in the past, and see what insights you can come up with, you can get to, and get excited. Okay. That's what this is all about. This is life. We are in life. And that's another thing. When we go into step three and allow ourselves to experience those heightened emotions and feelings, be grateful for those, because it's not just the ego cloud coming up and, you know, burying us again. It's also a chance to realize, wow, I am a human being right now. I'm a spirit experiencing being human, and I'm experiencing human sadness and loss or frustration or fear or whatever it is. And I'm just going to be grateful for a moment to even be alive in this body and with this nervous system and these nerve endings, to even be able to experience this. Okay. And then, you know, see where it takes you. But get excited about this whole process. Get excited about the next time you might get depressed. Get excited about telling others about what they can learn from their funk. You know, if you have a good friend, please, that's going through something, please share this with them. And let's help each other get through the low points in life, okay? And allow ourselves to know that they are telling us something. And actually get excited about what they might be telling us and what direction that they're going to be moving us forward from now. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. If you're not already on my email list getting these updates weekly, then please go to choosespiritnow.com and sign up immediately. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll see you next week.